Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest news from KPLU, Craig Holt is the founder of Atlas Coffee Importers in Seattle, and he travels to coffee-growing regions all over the world. He's also the special guest on this week's Going Places. One of the places he travels on business is the South American country of Colombia, but he tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that it's also a great place to spend a vacation.
What was it like to step off the plane in Colombia?
You know, you're kind of given this impression from the media that you're going to step off the plane, a bomb's going to go off, you're going to be kidnapped, and you're going to be sitting in a coca field within 10 minutes. And what was great about showing up in Colombia is that right away it becomes very clear that the media has only given you the worst of what that place has to offer in this case, right?
That the drug story might be the news out of Colombia sometimes, but it's not the entire picture.
That's exactly it. The reality that I found in Colombia is that some of the nicest people I've ever had the pleasure of working with in any country in the world, and a beautiful, beautiful place.
Colombia is a huge country, too. I think people forget how big it is, and it's got a lot of diversity to it, right? It's not just the jungle we might picture.
Right, exactly. You've got beautiful mountains. You know, you've got three different branches of the Andes that are just gorgeous. You've got jungle areas. You've got the plains down in the Llanos on the eastern side of the country. And then you've got, obviously, the Caribbean coast, which is gorgeous and tropical.
If you were headed over there as a visitor and you weren't going to conduct coffee business, what would you do?
Cartagena is a really wonderful place to visit. You know, it's a World Heritage Site. It's a city that was founded in 1533. Medellin is a city that is well worth visiting. They call it the Land of Eternal Spring. It's this city that sits in the bottom of this very steep-sided valley. The way the city looks is beautiful, and you've got, this is where Botero was from. Botero is a Colombian artist. He does the statues and paintings of very, very charming, round-looking people. it's really great stuff. It's pretty famous stuff, and he's like a cultural treasure.
And do you stay there, or do you finish somewhere else?
Personally, I think Bogota is a wonderful city to visit. And then another thing that's near Bogota that's well worth seeing is a place called the Salt Cathedral. And it was this old salt mine. And then as they dug out all the salt, they ended up carving it into a cathedral.
Western Washington residents, perhaps stereotypically, perhaps not, are coffee people generally.
Yes.
And it's easy to do coffee there? I mean, is there you have a good coffee experience there?
There's a place in Bogota that one of the first guys to really do great specialty coffee in Colombia, Luis Velez, who is one of my former Q Grader students, and his shop is called Amor Perfecto, Perfect Love. That's something to live up to in terms of the coffee experience, but he does a great job. And there's another place called Catación Pública, which is public tasting. And that guy is one of those great sort of insane coffee people who's just so into it. It's almost frightening. And then, of course, there's the Café Juan Valdez.
I have to ask what might sound like a stupid question, but is Juan Valdez a creation of Madison Avenue, or was he a real person?
Juan Valdez, yes, on both counts. So they selected the original Juan Valdez, an actor, to play this guy who was from the coffee-growing region. So he was really a coffee guy. And since then, you know, they've had a new cafe, a new Juan Valdez as part of this, but incredibly popular ad campaign.
So Juan Valdez is a character, but, I mean, a local character and one who's kind of based in the reality of the place.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, that whole look is those. I work with those guys who have the great, awesome big mustache and the hat and the whole thing.
All right. Well, Craig Holt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Craig Holt is a coffee importer and a friend of Matthew Brumley, who usually joins us every week on Going Places. You can hear previous episodes of this series and learn more about Colombia. It's all on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.